Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Up here in Smithfield, about to meet a man who's been on a 10-year journey with a project called The Giant, Mr. Paddy Dunning. Now, I had to come and see this, Paddy, because I couldn't quite get what it is you were actually doing until I came down and put my hand into the wound, so to speak. So, this is radio. You're building something truly exceptional. It's taken you 10 years. Maybe just describe what this is all about, the Giant Project.
So, well, inspired by the book Gulliver's Travels, written by Jonathan Swift, which we're celebrating them this year, actually, we have built the biggest moving statue in the world. We have shipped it to America for the inauguration in Las Vegas this year.
So this is built, and maybe just describe what you've actually built. So this is 7 stories high, so maybe put it in context for our listeners, because I think the scale of this is quite ginormous, and we need to appreciate that.
Yeah, sure, you're right. It's called the Giant, and it's the biggest moving statue in the world. The hands move up to the winning pose. It talks, it nods, it can see people in front of it. It's new technology that we've been working on for many, many years now, which we've managed to patent around the world. And the process that we've patented is being able to scan a person and transport their image up onto this giant, which has a matrix LED skin on it.
Okay.
So it's not just a concept, we've actually done it. And we're the first, this Irish company called The Giant Company is the first company to do this on the planet.
So I come in as Joe Punter. I go into what looks like a kind of beam me up Scotty chamber. It scans my image, and then I as an individual get projected up on this giant person that's bigger than Liberty Hall.
Yes, absolutely. So we're building giants. We've done a tour of the world, meeting cities around the world, and with the assistance of Enterprise Ireland and the department and all their offices, we have sown seeds for other giants to be placed in cities around the world. We've currently got 15 cities wanting to be part of this giant project. And they love the concept of the message of the giant, with messages of empathy, pillars like the Statue of Liberty.
How long does it take you to install? How much does it cost? Is there not a whole lot of planning problems? I don't mean to be negative, yeah. But tell me about the challenges of getting this off the ground.
Yeah, the challenges we found are planning permission and location. So the planning permission, the giant is modular, so it can go into a city under a temporary permit and stay there for 6 months or because it's kind of like a statue, it goes under the format of art. So you get the permits, it stands on a stage or a modular building. So everything is modular. So it can be there for 6 months, 18 months. So we're bringing it to Las Vegas. This one is a modular one. We're bringing it to Las Vegas. We've actually been asked to potentially bring it to the World Cup for this summer, which we're considering. Then we're going to bring it to the Olympics as well.
If I was on the Olympic Games committee and I wanted this magnificent giant outside the opening event, how much would it cost me, number one? How long would it take me to build, number two? And what happens after the Olympics is over? You move it to another town.
Exactly. So the cost of a 7-story tall giant with all its bells and whistles and scanning machines and all of the equipment, with 2 6-story screens on both sides, is $25 million.
No way.
So, but you know, the advertisers that want to advertise on this, the world press that each giant will get for that event, is massive. Nobody has ever seen a statue of this size that can turn into anybody. So for instance, for the one in Dublin, we've just completed a feasibility study, which was co-founded by Dublin City Council with PricewaterhouseCoopers, which says that this giant for Dublin is going to bring millions of people back into the city.
Is there a site identified?
Yeah, so we've, in the feasibility study, they identified a site down by George's Dock in the dry dock. I know there's discussions there about a LIDA as well, and we're hoping that that will go into the wet dock and that the dry dock will be left for a civic space, a multi-purpose space that can be used for many, many events. Like, for instance, if our Olympians come back with medals, they can be celebrated down at the Giant, down on George's Dock. The Giant then talks about that Olympian, and then it turns into that Olympian. Yeah. So you can imagine the Giant talking about a sports hero and then turning into that sports hero. It can also celebrate, for instance, Bloom's Day, and it can talk about Joyce, and then it turns into Joyce. And I'm going to show you some of that now in a second.
Wow, wow. It's a serious frontier breaking stuff.
It is. It's groundbreaking. Some of the tech guys from U2, U2 has always inspired me in terms of groundbreaking.
Are they involved in this?
Some of the tech guys are mad keen on working with us on this. And the skin, the Matrix skin, is all totally never been done before on a three-dimensional skeleton. The scanning process has never been done before. We can do so much with this giant. We can tell stories of any city. It can turn into anybody. But it's also an art project.
Yeah.
It's the biggest art and structural project on the planet. So we're only releasing this now. So we're raising finance around the world. We've got 15 cities interested in it. And we want to get the first one up in America as the showcase.
And that's happening in Vegas.
That's happening in Vegas. We've agreed terms with a great place there called Area 15, just beside the Strip. But I'm going to show you something now.
So I'm looking here at the head of the, it's a template that Paddy has done up here.
This is a 15-story tall head. It's linked to a scanning machine. And at the moment, we're working with a whole load of artists, local artists, digital artists. We're working with some of the universities here as well,
wow.
IADT, Trinity College, to create this as an art park. So what you're seeing now is abstract art on the giant. So it's an art park in the sky. But if we can go into a scan now.
Oh yeah, I see it now, okay. We're just looking for Samuel Beckett here.
Hello, my name is Samuel Beckett. I was born on April 13th, 1906 in Dublin. For all the young and aspiring poets and artists who have come to see the giant, the best advice I can offer is this: ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better.
Wow.
We've taken Beckett out of the grave and we've gotten him to talk. He can recite all his poetry, you know, all his plays. And we can do that with any dead or alive person.
Is AI a factor in all this development?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would use AI as well as our animation department. AI has definitely helped us take people out of the grave, poets, musicians, artists, and get them to say something. So we can get Elvis. We can get Elvis, the giant, to become Elvis. We can get the giant to become Joyce. We can get the giant. We can use the giant to tell stories of not just heroes or giants of music or whatever genre. We can tell the unsung heroes. So somebody that has had a great achievement, or even if you want to launch a book or a product, we can scan the CEO of that company and transport their message to that statue, wherever it is, if it's in Shanghai.
And are these going to be manufactured where?
So a lot of the process is done here in Ireland. We're creating jobs. We had to go abroad for the skeleton. We're using recycled steel. We're hoping then to, when we get the first one, that we will have all of our manufacturing here in Ireland. Or not, maybe not all of it, but most of it.
If we keep our eyes peeled, will we see this in Vegas in 2026?
Definitely you'll see this in Vegas in 2026. And if the City Council moves fast with George's Dock, we could have it here at the end of this year to celebrate the end of the presidency of the European Union, which we're hosting in the second part of this year. So it can be relatively put up quite quickly. 3 months it takes to erect the giant, assuming you have the permits.
Okay. Wow. Paddy Dunning, the man with some vision. He stayed with this project for over a decade. It's about to come to fruition and we'll watch this space. Paddy, thanks for allowing me in here. I've really been blown away. The world awaits the giant.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.